Tyra Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show for this beautiful Wednesday, December the 10th, 2025. That's right, man. The countdown to Christmas is just 15 days away. I haven't done any Christmas shopping. Of course, I don't have that many people to buy for, but still, I got to do some. I have to figure out a way to get it. I love the holidays, Chase, but I hate Christmas shopping. Does that make any sense?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, I love the whole feel of the holidays. I love the vibe. I love the festive atmosphere. I just hate going into stores. And people say, well, shop online. I'm not an online shopper. I just, my sister has to order stuff for me on Amazon if I need something because I don't have an Amazon account. I don't have any of that stuff. I don't have, people want you to help them out. You know, what is it? Oh, that deal where you send money, pay you, or you pay, or I don't know what the hell. I don't have any of that, man. I do my shopping in person. I still pay with cash. I'm a dinosaur, buddy. I am old school. But welcome in, Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield with you. Next couple of hours talking sports and more. Got a good show on tap. We're going to tell you all about it here in just a second. Take some phone calls. But first, I need to let you know that this hour, the Gary Harris Show, being brought to you as always by your trusted partner for financial success. Embrace financial well-being with Alabama Credit Union. Find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com. Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. All right, here's the lineup for today. You know, we played Tommy Wilcox's new song, Roll Baby Roll, yesterday, and it is starting to take off on the internet. In fact, he is over visiting with Steve in D.C. right now on 95.3 The Bear. But this song written by Tommy Wilcox and arranged by his friend, his high school friend from Bonneville High School in Harahan, Louisiana, arranged and produced Steve Scafidi. And boy, it is Bama football fans are really excited about this song. And he's going to be in studio with me today at 9:30 to discuss. He actually kind of wrote this years ago. It's more or less a poem or just his thoughts on playing for Coach Bryant and what Alabama football means. But his friend Steve said, man, who's got some experience in the music business and has a studio, said, let's put music to this. And so Steve got the lyrics, got in the studio digitally, put it together, and it sounds incredible. But Tommy now is looking for an established artist to record it. And, man, it just, if you're a Bama football fan, it's going to give you chills. I'm telling you, it is. And, Bob Baumhauer has gotten a hold of it. He's excited about it. Marty Lyons, a lot of former Alabama players that heard this song, especially right now with, kind of Alabama's in the playoff. So there should be a lot of excitement, but there feels like, that there's not as much excitement as there should be for being in the college football playoff. And I think you hear this song, it's going to remind you what Alabama football is all about. Also, last night, Nick Saban was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, which is fabulous. I stayed up and watched it on ESPN Plus, and he and Urban Meyer going into the same class, and then Charles Davis did a Q&A with them that was really, really neat. And congratulations to Coach Saban. Have on tap for you today, as I said, Tommy Wilcox at 9:30 in studio. Larry the Music Man at 10:30. He's going to be paying tribute to Otis Redding and the late guitarist Steve Cropper. Take phone calls for Larry. And news and notes outside of Nick Saban going into the Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame, Phillip Rivers did sign with the Indianapolis Colts, 44 years old, 5 years removed since he played in the NFL. He's the head football coach at St. Michael Catholic School in Fairhope. And the thought process is, Chase, that they're not just signing him. Somebody told me yesterday, well, they signed him to the practice roster. I said, well, maybe for a few days. They're bringing him in to play quarterback. I mean, you don't sign a guy that's 44 years old and hasn't played in 5 years just to come, hang out. I mean, I think they're bringing him in to play.
Yeah, Gary, I couldn't believe it. He is beating time itself. Phillip is an established quarterback in the NFL. It's kind of giving me Joe Flacco vibes a little bit. And, heck, if he can still throw the rock and keep the Colts alive, why not sign him? And it doesn't matter about age at this point, because 44, what's 44 at this point, right, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing guys, you know, Brady played to 45. Of course, George Blanda, excuse me, the all-timer, played until he was like 48. And so, you know, it's been done before, but we'll watch and see what happens with Phillip Rivers. Meanwhile, this Notre Dame debate continues. The Big 12 commissioner, Brett Yormark, has called Notre Dame's Pete Bavakwa out and says that his actions, the Notre Dame athletic director's actions, are egregious. His behavior, you know, Notre Dame has kind of drawn a line in the sand. And I tell you what, everybody else is kind of like, you know what, get over yourself. And so this is turned into a big, big deal. All right, it's 9-11, and let's go ahead and get to our first break, because I see Corey and Trustful, you hold tight. If you want to join us on the show, the Gary Harris Show hotline, 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904 is the number. We will get to your phone calls on the other side. Tommy Wilcox in studio at 9:30 with his song Roll, Baby Roll, and Larry the Music Man at 10:30. So let's get to our first break, and we'll come back with the phone calls. This is the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
Trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
From Wednesday morning, University of Alabama senior Addison Miller has been awarded a prestigious Marshall Scholarship. That makes the Birmingham native one of only 43 Americans selected this year to pursue graduate studies in the United Kingdom. She becomes the fourth UA student to receive the Marshall Scholarship since 2020. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meat and Three Special. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., get a meat and three vegetables for just $8.49. Or for a lighter appetite, try the Lucky Lunch Soup, Salad, or Sandwich Combo. I'll see you at the 2011 Billy Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big screen, high definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
Do you have timber?
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports. And on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
Santa baby, just
9:17, welcome back into the Gary Harris Show here on Tide 100.9 FM at 1230 AM. WTBC, your home for Alabama sports. As I mentioned earlier, Tommy Wilcox will be in studio at 9:30 with his new song, Roll Baby Roll. And he just spent some time with Stephen D.C. over on the Bear. And former teammates are getting a hold of this thing. It's starting to get some traction on social media. And when you listen to it, you're going to be excited if you're an Alabama fan. Right now, and also, as I mentioned, Nick Saban being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame last night. Big deal out in Las Vegas. Congratulations to Coach. Let's jump out on the Gary Harris Show hotline and welcome in Corey from over in Trussville. Hey, Corey.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Doing great, man.
Couple of things here. This is kind of off topic, but I just want to get your quick thoughts on this first thing here. Do you think Pittsburgh can win their division and get secure a good playoff spot with the four games remaining?
You talking about the Steelers?
Yes.
Well, I certainly think they've got the leg up. I mean, they've got a game lead on the Ravens, and they just beat them in Baltimore last Sunday, and they get to play them again in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, they're the favorite right now. That game Sunday, I think whoever won that game was going to be the favorite in that division. Pittsburgh went into Baltimore and won. And if you're a division champion, you're going to – now, you know, their record's not going to be good enough as, you know, as the other division champions. But if you can win your division, get that home field in your first game – yeah, they'll have a chance. I mean, and I think right now, you know, there's no guarantee because that division has, you know, no great teams in it. And Baltimore could still make a run, and they still get a crack at Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. But right now, yeah, I think Pittsburgh's the favorite to win it.
What are your thoughts on this Arizona-Alabama game coming up Saturday?
I think Alabama can beat them. I think playing in Birmingham at night, big crowd. I think Alabama's talented enough. Now, let me say this. I've watched Arizona. They are good, and they're big, and they're number one for a reason, and they've earned it, and they're unbeaten, and they have blown people out. But I think Alabama, if they're making shots, can play with anybody, and if they can get those threes raining, and you got those fans at Legacy Arena up and making noise, and they're feeding off that energy, I think Alabama can win the game, Corey. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. Got to make enough – probably need to make between 10 to 14 threes and then make your free throws, rebound well, offense and defense, and just – because Arizona likes to – they score a lot of points, and our defense has played really well, not giving up a lot of points lately. So, I like our chances too. It would be better if it was in Coleman Coliseum, but Birmingham's good too. But going to this playoff for Alabama, well, first of all, let me go back a second here. Are you familiar with Field Yates for the NFL draft?
Yeah, very. Yeah.
He said, I just saw this. He said, He has Ty Simpson at going 31 to the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that it will be a really good landing spot for him because he doesn't have a lot of games under his belt to sit behind Matthew Stafford for a couple of years, learn from Matthew Stafford. That would be the perfect team because L.A. is a really good run organization. I forget the coach's name for the Rams, but he's a really good offensive-minded coach, and they're a really structured, really good structural organization, and it would be a really good fit for Ty Simpson. It's a really weak quarterback class.
Right.
There's not that Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow that's a slam dunk.
Right.
Number one, so that's if he decides to go, and that's if he is projected to be a number one pick. Now, of course, he could always come back and get more games under his belt and improve his draft stock if he chooses to do that. But that was just something I...
Yeah, Sean McVay is the Rams head coach, and you're right. If he were to, you know, come out and get drafted there late in the first round to go to a team like that, to learn behind Matthew Stafford with a great offensive system, that would be perfect for him. I think you're on to something, Corey. And I think this, you know, this is... you know, he's got another year of eligibility, but he's been around this program a long time. He's graduated. I think that, you know what? It might be the timing might be good for him to go to the draft. Now, I don't know. And also, you wonder with where Alabama's at quarterback-wise, with those two young quarterbacks that they're wanting to develop, you know, what will be the feeling about him coming back another year? I don't know. But if you can squeeze into that first round, and the advantage of going late in the first round is you're going to a good team. You know, you go early in the first round, you're usually going to a bad team, and they're counting on you to play early. You go to a team like the Rams, where, like you said, you can be developed. There's no pressure. You're with a good organization. So, you know, that might work out well if, you know, being projected to go there and actually going there, two different things. But I think you're right. I think if he does come out, you know, he's still got a chance to squeeze into that bottom part of the first round.
And then as far as Alabama in the playoff goes, how do you and the fans perceive this playoff run as a like perception? Because while, yes, it's great to get in the playoff, I know fans want to move forward, but
yeah.
I think the way I look at it is this. There's two ways of looking at this. If you exit early, it's not a good look because you've lost to Oklahoma three straight times.
Right.
Or if you make it past Indiana or the semifinals, it's overachieving.
Right.
Because, but at the same time, fans have high expectations of wanting to win.
Well, they should. And Tommy Wilcox and I were just talking about this in the break. It's funny you bring it up, Corey, about this is – fans should be excited. I mean, fans should be there should be a little more joy for being in this playoff. And it's kind of dead around here. And I don't know why. I mean, this is a new season. Alabama got into the playoff. Whether people think they deserve to be or not, they're here. And I know exactly what you're saying. People should be pumped up for this opportunity. And that's what it's kind of lacking, it feels like. Alabama's in the playoff, but it doesn't feel like people are excited about it or feel like they've got a chance. And, you know, anytime Alabama plays, they got a chance to win. That's just what this program is all about. So, Corey, I think they can go out to Norman and win. And then, you know what, Indiana's really good. But if Alabama makes it to the Rose Bowl to play Indiana, you know, they'll have a chance to win that one. If you get in the playoff, you got a chance, right?
Yeah, I mean – In football, the basic fundamentals of football is in blocking and tackling. And then from there for Alabama, it's good quarterback play or smart quarterback play. We got to be able to catch the football, know how to catch the football again. Force turnovers, not turn the ball over. Have a semblance of special teams, which – I don't know if you know this or not, Alabama's dead last
year. Yeah, special teams has been awful. Special teams has been terrible. It cost them, along with the turnovers, it cost them the Oklahoma game against Georgia. You know, you got a guy fielding a punt on the 5-yard line. You get a punt blocked. I mean, you got to be better than that. So, yeah, listen, they got a lot of areas to clean up. But I think this, I feel like they're, you know, they feel they're going to be healthier for this game. They were really banged up going into Georgia, and that's no excuse. I mean, that's, you know, you play with who you got. But I think the effort, I think the execution, I think the energy is going to be better for that game, and I hope it is, because I was in Atlanta, and I didn't think the energy was good enough. I didn't think the excitement level was high enough. I didn't sense confidence with that Alabama team, and I did with Georgia, and we got the outcome. Hey, Corey, great call as always, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, really enjoy the song from Tommy Wilcox.
Well, thanks, because we're about to – he's sitting here with me right now, and we're going to play it again, and he's going to talk about the inspiration for writing and all that coming up, Corey, so I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, and also, don't be surprised, there may be snow in Norman when we play.
Oh, Lord. Well, I hope there isn't, but if there is, you know, you have a white Christmas, you could have a white, you know, college football playoff game. We will see. If it snows, it snows. Yeah, thank you, Corey. I appreciate that. And again, Corey said he really liked the song. I said, well, we're gonna play it again. Tommy's sitting here with me. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna play the song. We're gonna visit about the inspiration for the song. This was actually something that he wrote as a poem after he quit playing and kind of sat on it for years and years. And then his friend Steve there in Louisiana, high school friend, encouraged him to do something with it and got it and arranged it and produced it and put it together in the studio. And now it's being played all over the internet, and hopefully we're going to get an established artist to record it. And I think if you're a Bama football fan, it's going to get you in the mood to go out to Norman and kick some rear end. We'll be back with Tommy Wilcox. This is the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
the deed to a platinum mine.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. The road to the national title starts now.
Strike up the band and light them up.
The Crimson Tide looks to get revenge on the Oklahoma Sooners in the first round of the college football playoffs. Friday, December 19th. First round coverage starts at 4 p.m. on your home for Alabama football.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
The Tide Tailgate Show
is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast
on 95.3 The Bear
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC,
and online at 95.3thebear.com
and Tide100.9.com.
National championship team covering a national championship team.
The best sports talk in the state.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Turn up a sound. Starting down south where the skies are blue.
9:31. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. Roll, Baby Roll, written by Tommy Wilcox, former Alabama two-time All-American, first-team All-American safety. Of course, went on to play in the USFL, and for the last 20-plus years has hosted Tommy Wilcox Outdoors, very successful outdoors hunting and fishing show. But this song was arranged and produced by Tommy's high school friend, Steve Scafidi. Is that how you say it, Tommy?
That's correct, yeah.
Down in Louisiana, and Tommy's in studio. I'll tell you what we'll do while Tommy's here. We're going to play the song in a moment, but we'll go ahead and take some phone calls on the hotline at 205-342-9904 if you want to talk to Tommy about the song, and we're going to play it again in a moment. But first, you had told me about the poem that you'd written when you were through playing.
Right.
And, you know, nothing really happened with it. And then Steve started pushing it about, let's do something with this.
Yeah, he for 2 years, he was bugging me. But what I did was, after my playing days, you know, all the memorabilia I had and all that stuff, and all the things I wrote down what Coach Bryant taught us, because I wanted to share it with my kids.
Right.
And I didn't want to forget. You know, like losing's a sin, and you know, we stand for pride and stuff like that. Stuff that
win or lose
pride,
class, all those things.
Yeah, all those things. Do the little things, you know, stuff like that. So I wrote it all down, and when Steve pushed me, he wrote a big hit song for LSU, their fight song, and I told him I wasn't going to do any of that. And then, after a couple years of bugging me, I said, "Look, if you'll do something about Coach Bryant and what the players, what he taught us, and the way we represented Alabama and the tradition of Alabama, and you want to do something like that, I'm in. But I want 100% control of what words go in and what words are out and all that." He said, "Fine." And he said, if we do it and you don't like it, tear it up. Nobody knows.
Right.
And buddy, Steve added some words here and there. He came back and tried to get almost all the Bear Bryant stuff in there, and then get music in it, you know, and do all that kind of stuff. And I said, he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Nope." He said, "What you mean?" I said, you left out the little things. Coach Bryant talked about the little things all the time. You got to do the little things right. And he goes, "Man, I just couldn't find nothing to where to work it." And he goes, "Hey, if I put it at the end of the song, people that know Coach Bryant or covered him or whatever, they'll know he talked about the little things, and it won't get lost within all the other words." So he did. He put it at the end of the thing, and I said, "Dude, that's 100% is Alabama." And my phone hasn't stopped ringing for 2 days.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. You got it out a little bit on social media. Bob Baumhauer, Marty Lyons, Jim Bob Harris. And here's the thing, and the fans were late too, but they were calling you up like, Tommy, this is us. And you're like, yeah, it's us, because I wrote it about us.
Right. I mean, all the players, like Jim Bob was going down a country road in up in Tennessee yesterday, because he says, dude, I got the windows down. This is about the 20th time I'm listening to this song, and I got tears rolling down my eyes because that was us and Coach Bryant. I said, that's why I wrote it, man. Yeah.
Well, that's why. Well, let's go ahead and play it, and we're going to keep you for the half hour, so we'll have. And like I said, folks, if you want to call and talk to Tommy, you're welcome at 205-342-9904. Here is the full version of Roll, Baby, Roll.
Through and through. Come on. Yeah.
baby, roll. Roll, baby, roll. Roll, baby, roll. It's the little things that matter.
I'm going to tell you, man, listen, I told you when I came in here, I said, listen, all of Tuscaloosa is dead. The state of Alabama is dead, and we're in the playoffs, and anything can happen. Injuries, we could get a few fumbles come our way, an interception here or there, and we're in the playoffs, man. Let's get this thing jacked up, and this is kind of a battle cry to the players out there at Alabama and the fans. Let's go, man. We in the playoffs.
Yeah, get pumped up. Get excited. Man, Alabama never takes second fiddle to anybody.
No.
And you're right. I'm glad you're here. Hey, listen, I'm sitting to take some phone calls, 205-342-9904. Let's get Tom on. We call Tom the sheriff, and I know he's in our age range, maybe even a little older, so I know he's moved by that song. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Tommy. What a great song.
Good morning.
Fantastic job, man.
Well, thank you, man.
Golly. You know what? When Jerry was coming on this morning, and of course, he's always talking about the outdoor show, which I love that show when it was on. And I really enjoyed where all you hunted and fished at and all like that. I want to give you some compliments on that part of it, but
well,
what a great song, Tommy. And but man, I've got a question if you don't mind.
All right.
And if this is like getting in too far into your business, just tell me, and I won't be offended. I promise. You said I think y'all said yesterday, or Gary said it yesterday, that y'all are looking for an artist to cut the record. Is that right?
Yes. Established. We're looking. We're actually, Tommy's already got some discussions going on, but yeah, we're talking to several people about possibility of recording the song.
What's wrong with that group that I just listened to? They sound great.
Well, it's
what's wrong with them?
That's my buddy Steve singing it. Scafidi, the one that helped me write it.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, but it's, you know how now they can add all this little auto tune and all kind of stuff in it.
It's digitally enhanced.
Yeah, it's digitally, and so I mean, as far as if you want to get someone to a band to go play it somewhere live. He doesn't have a band. He's his own thing, okay. You know, so.
Yeah, he's got his own studio.
Like his band, and I was like, what the crap is wrong with this?
No, that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
We would just like to get it recorded by an established artist to get it the notoriety, and then like the time he said to be played. Maybe put on an album, something like that. So, and because
well,
of Tommy's ties.
I think it's well done, and I'm going to get off because I know a lot of other people want to see how much they enjoy it. But thanks for doing that. It came at a good time, too.
Well, that's what
I called in this morning bitching about we ain't got a chance and this, that, and the other and all that. And but anyway, I think you're on something, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm getting lit up with messages here. Let me play Let me read a few. Gil says, I can hear that song playing on game day inside Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium, a new tradition on game day. Congratulations, Tommy. And then Robbie texted in, former Alabama baseball player, great tune. And then Tom from T-Town Menswear said, good morning, Gary. I'm going to play this song in my store.
There you go.
Over at T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery.
That's how stuff goes viral. And listen, we need to get this out to the fans. That's why I called Gary. We need to get this out to the fans. These kids don't understand. We're in the playoffs, man. Yeah. This is a whole new ball game now. And anything can happen. Let's get jacked up, be happy where we're at. And let's pull it. Let's back the tide against Oklahoma.
Yeah, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get there. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back with another segment with Tommy, 205-342-9904. And we'll talk a little football, too. Obviously, this all is inspired by his time with Coach Bryant. He came here in 1978 out of Bonneville High School in Harahan, Louisiana, redshirted as a quarterback. got moved to strong safety, and as I say, the rest is history. Started as a true freshman, won a national championship, first team All-American in 81 and 82. Of course, he was on that final team of Coach Bryant's, and so we'll talk about his inspiration and what Alabama football means to him and what it should be meaning to everybody right now, and getting this team going and getting them excited for an opportunity to win a national championship. More with Tommy Wilcox when we return to the Gary Harris Show.
Sometimes we may fall, but that only makes us strong. Next time we try harder, we won't stay down for long. We were taught to believe in ourselves.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after-hours events, rehearsal dinners, receptions, and birthdays. They offer brunch and lunch catering. Call Brick and Spoon at 205-345-5551 for more information.
I'm Attorney Steve.
Doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Visit alabamacu.com to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money.
100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky will stay mostly sunny today, the high 57. For tonight, mostly fair, a bit colder, the low 32. For tomorrow, a sunny day, the high 49. And we turn warmer on Friday, the sky partially sunny, the high 61. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 43 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to the Gary Harris Show. Streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, it's 9:49. Tommy Wilcox in studio. Roll, Baby Roll is the song. Tommy wrote it. His friend Steve arranged it, put it together in the studio. But we're going to get this thing recorded by an artist. We're just trying to figure out which one. Right now, let's jump out on the Gary Harris Show hotline, and Mike is with us from over in Columbus, Georgia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. Pleasure to speak with y'all this morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Tommy, I've been a longtime fan. Grew up watching you. Was born in DCH Hospital in 1964.
Wow.
It's been a long road. It's been a wonderful ride. My sister dated Steve Hale. I believe was one of your coaches at one point.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so a little connection there. But, yeah, my sister dated Steve for a little while. We were the recipients of some great tickets.
Yeah.
A couple of Birmingham games, one LSU, and I can't recall the other one. But, yeah, it's been a good ride. I'm a big outdoor enthusiast, and yeah, appreciate everything you put on the airways with your shows. It's great that people still can get out and enjoy the outdoors, without a lot of repercussions and whatnot. So,
well, Mike, what do you think of Roll Baby Roll?
I love it. That's why I had the call. I heard it, and I was like, man, that is a great tune.
Well, we appreciate it, man. We need to get our players jacked up, man, and the fans jacked up and the alumni jacked up. And it's been kind of dead around here.
I've been getting blown up this past week from all my Georgia buddies.
Oh, yeah. So,
it's time to make amends. We need to come in with our hair on fire this next weekend and really put Oklahoma in their place, I hope.
There you go, man.
Yep. But y'all have a blessed day, and it was wonderful to talk to you, and keep up the good work.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. We still got time for a couple more calls, 205-342-9904, if you want to give us a ring. All right, Tommy, let's get back to the inspiration for, and I'm so glad that you penned those words, that you had the foresight to understand, if I don't write this down now, when I'm just removed from my playing days, it won't stay with me.
No, I'll forget.
So this, you're basically talking about 40-plus years ago.
Right. That's exactly right. And I wrote it all down in like a poem, and then I had another whole sheet of just little things, you know, about Alabama. And I wanted to be able to share it with my kids one day, you know, because Coach Bryant was gone by then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they wouldn't have known of him unless they looked at some books or something like that. So, and then Steve Scafidi, who's an unbelievable talent, he did all the stuff for LSU, and he called me and wanted to do it, and I, no. And then finally he said, well, dude, are you ready? I said, only if you'll do it my way. Bear Bryant way and the Alabama tradition, the band, all that stuff. And if you do all that and I have the final say-so in it, I'll do it. So I sent him all that stuff, Gary, you know, and he arranged everything and then added music to it and then added a word here or there. And I was blown away. And I said it couldn't have come at a better time because We lose to Georgia in the SEC championship, but we're in the playoffs. Yeah. It's a whole new game now. Anything can happen.
Real quickly, we're going to take a call here in just a second. But, and you're pretty humble about it because I've known you for a long time now. But Coach Bryant had a special relationship with his players, but you really had a special relationship with Coach Bryant. We've told this story before, but after you came up here from Louisiana, you and Mary, you were already married, and that freshman year on the scout team, you took a beating, part of it, you know, and but you were a little frustrated and didn't know if it was for you, and you went home with the idea and the intentions of not coming back, and he did something that he rarely did. He flew down to New Orleans and got you.
Right. I mean,
changed your life. Because he could have just said, no. He could have just let you go.
I didn't know what he thought. I mean, he thought that much to get Woody and them to fly him down to the school plane and told me to meet him at the airport. And he says, you got a car? And I didn't have a car. And so my wife's mother, she let me use her car, and we went to the hotel across the street from the New Orleans International Airport. And he said, I've heard everything. You can't tell me something that I haven't heard of. And he said, I want to know what's wrong, why you don't want to come back. And I told him. And he said, man, that's understandable. You Rich Wingo, Marty Lyons, Murray Leahy, Barry Krause, Don McNeil, Wayne Hamilton, EJ Jr., Byron Bray. Every day they beat me to death. It should have been battery against a child,
and,
man.
And you just decided you had enough.
I had enough, man. It wasn't fun, and he. You know, he walked me through it and said, well, you know, you got to earn, you know, we here, you got to do the process, man. Yeah. And he said, but I think you made the right stuff. He says, I think that if you come back that you can do this and you can do that and blah, blah, blah. And so I came back, and the funny thing is he put me right back on the scout team for a week. And I was like,
he was testing you.
This ain't what we talked about in that hotel room, you know? But all the other coaches would come by and they say, tough it out, man. He's checking. He's gut checking you. He's gut checking you.
And you hung
in.
And
then after that.
Yep. And then eventually he gave you the opportunity to move the defense. And you said, well, maybe being on the other side of this.
It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to chase someone instead of having 11 chase you, you know?
It worked out. Let's get a phone call in. This is our pal Larry the Music Man, who's going to be with us for his segment at 10:30. But Larry Torrey, musician all through the 60s and 70s. I sent him the song yesterday. He loved it. Good morning, Larry.
Gary, good morning. Tommy, good morning, sir.
Same to you, Larry.
Man, I'm glad you cleared that up. I had some conversations with some of the callers and texts yesterday after Gary and I talked. It's AI. Your friend did a wonderful job putting that together, but you want the heart and soul from an artist. and their take on the song. I mean, you
right.
I had a photo of me playing outdoor thing in '81. Well, my son put AI on it. And I sent it to some of the callers, and it's phenomenal. What it scared me, man. It brought me to life in this photo, and that's exactly what your friends did. But that's exactly. People, you cleared that up.
Right.
You know, you cleared that up.
Wow. All these professional writers, that's what they do. I mean, I've got good friends that are artists in Nashville, and they use that. There's an app they use, and they record everything on their iPhones, and then they can send it to, you know, somebody.
I'm old school, and that auto-tune came in real late.
Right.
And you didn't see that in the 70s. You either missed the note or you sang it.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with it with today's recording, but the drums can be real generic and heartless sometimes. But, you know, Chris Stapleton and a lot of the other artists brought back real drums, that old school one microphone over the drum set in the studio and everybody in a circle. And I'm sure you'll find the right artist for this, but I would suggest, I love Carrie Lane, and Gary said you had connections with her. If at least let her sing the chorus.
Yeah.
She is a doll, baby.
She has got the
pops too. She just needs that one little breakthrough, man. I keep waiting on it. She has worked so hard,
right?
That is a wonderful thing you did. I'm you know, it really is. My girlfriend listened to it, and she said, "My God." And she said that too. She said, "I could hear Carrie. Yeah, well, he wants a male artist, but he could have a female chorus."
Yeah, I'm not working. You
know. Hey, Marty Lyons said, "Tommy, there needs to be a chorus, like a church in the background, everybody bobbing and weaving, you know, singing the back
it
up."
Give her a shout. I text her and give her a shout. Maybe she could guide it along and help you. I mean, she's got a heck of a band now, and that guy that plays with her, the guitar player, is a wonderful singer. Their harmony's unreal, but that's it. I'm not trying to push her on you.
I know.
Well, like I said,
to me, it's part of the song, the greatest part of the song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're right to have a full choir behind it, but getting that inspiration would be going. But it's hey, got to run, Larry. We'll talk to you again your segment.
Talk to you later, Gary. Tommy, nice talking to you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Tommy, appreciate you coming in, man.
Thank you for having us. And look, you push it and play it, and let's get these student section and alumni players pumped up.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for the first hour of the Gary Harris Show. It's been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union, member owned and not for profit. It's just a better way of banking. Find out more at alabamacu.com. Hour number two coming up. Plenty of phone calls. We're going to get back into the Alabama football discussion, kind of what Tommy talked about. I'm going to visit with you on why we need to get excited around here. I mean, it's Alabama's in the playoff. And I know the Georgia game was disappointing, but put that in the rearview mirror. Let's move on. That's coming up in the second hour right here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
And W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers was voted AP's Male Athlete of the Year for a record-tying fourth time. That's four of the last 5 years. The Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber to a five-year contract, and Schwarber will be on Team USA in March at the World Baseball Classic. Philadelphia gave manager Rob Thompson a one-year extension for 2027. The Dodgers are signing closer Edwin Diaz from the Mets to a three-year deal. The Tigers re-signed reliever Kyle Finnegan, and the White Sox won MLB's draft lottery, so they'll select first next summer. The Indianapolis Colts signed quarterback Philip Rivers, who hasn't played in 5 years, but Indy has three injured quarterbacks. In the NBA Cup quarterfinals, Orlando advanced over Miami 117-108, 37 points for Desmond Bane. New York won at Toronto, 35 points from Jalen Brunson in a 117-101 victory. And college hoops wins for UConn and BYU.
This flagship home of Alabama sports.
The road to the national title starts now.
Strike up the band and light them up.
The Crimson Tide looks to get revenge on the Oklahoma Sooners in the first round of the college football playoffs. Friday, December 19th. First round coverage starts at 4 p.m. on your home for Alabama football.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast on 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC, and online at 95.3thebear.com and Tide100.9.com.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Hey, I'm Martin Houston, and I want to tell you about exciting news happening at Box Eye Care. They've moved to their new location, bringing you a brand new lab, stylish new frames, and a fresh look just for you. Enjoy their expanded frame inventory, competitive prices, and faster service, all with the same great level of service you've come to know and trust. Discover this full-service eye care at Box Eye Care's new location. With their in-house lab, they offer unbeatable value and one of the largest frame collections in town. Schedule your eye exam today and walk out with new glasses in less than an hour in most cases. Visit boxeyecare.com. That's boxeyecare.com, or call 205-342-0660. That's 205-342-0660. Visit them at 5003 Oscar Baxter Drive. That's Box Eye Care. Your vision, our priority.
TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness, 303 Hargrove Road East, next door to the Tuscany Podiatrist, also across the street from West Coast Custom. They are now TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. Same great customer service, same trusted ownership, just more convenient with a spot with easier parking. 303 Hargrove Road East, the compounding needs, the only sterile compounding facility in Tuscaloosa. Walk-in prescriptions are always welcome. Medicine on time, packaging, and all the compounding needs. It is TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness, 205-752-0627. If your pharmacist doesn't have an Alabama shirt on, you don't want him. TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky will stay mostly sunny today, the high 57. For tonight, mostly fair, a bit colder, the low 32. For tomorrow, a sunny day, the high 49. And we turn warmer on Friday, the sky partially sunny, the high 61. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 48 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, here we go, 10:07. Welcome back into the second hour of the Gary Harris Show here on Tide 100.9 FM at 1230 AM WTBC. Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield with you up until 11 a.m. Tommy Wilcox was in the studio. He visited with Stephen D.C. over at the Bear. Roll, Baby Roll is his new song.
inspired by his time playing for Coach Bryant and Alabama, and we're trying to get this thing out there. We've got the digital studio version, but looking for an artist to record it. And also, Tommy was, you know, and he and I were talking about how kind of dead it is this week and how Alabama fans need to get pumped up again. I mean, I know there was a disappointing finish to the SEC championship game with Georgia, but this is a new season, and Alabama goes out to Norman, Oklahoma next week with the idea of trying to make a run in this college football playoff. And Tommy was like, man, we need to get people fired up. And I've noticed it too. And I don't know, Chase, where that comes from other than the way the season finished. You know, Alabama didn't play great against South Carolina. They lost to Oklahoma, or they didn't play great against LSU. They lost to Oklahoma. They hung on against Auburn, and then they got beaten by Georgia. And I think the feeling is they're not playing their best football, and they're not. But this is a chance to hit the reset button, man. This is a chance to get ready to go. And if you go to Norman and beat Oklahoma, the payoff is a trip to Pasadena to the legendary Rose Bowl to play the number one seed Indiana Hoosiers. And I definitely think, I said this on Tider Insider TV last night, Chase, that I think that Alabama and Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma beat them last year in Norman, beat them this year in Tuscaloosa, I still think this is a good matchup for Alabama. I like the way Alabama matches up against this team. I like the way that they move the ball in Bryant-Denny Stadium, Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. I watched Ty and take that offense up and down the field consistently. It was just mistakes, man. Mistakes killed them. Three turnovers. Got a field goal blocked. One of the turnovers was an 80-something yard pick six. Could have been a 14-point swing. Alabama was first and 10 near the red zone, and instead it goes back the other way. So I think if Alabama can get healthier, which I think they will, get focused, they're going to have an opportunity to go to Norman and win a week for Friday night. And again, I have not picked the game yet. I won't pick it until next Tuesday night on TITV. I picked Georgia against Alabama. I know that. Hope wanted to be wrong. But right now, I will tell you, right now, I'm leaning toward Alabama. I just have a good feeling that as bad as the SEC championship game was, that Alabama coaches and players are going to hit that reset button, understand what they're up against, know it's a one-game season, get themselves ready to play, have a great week of preparation, and go out there and have a chance to win the game. And I think this too, this is a test for this coaching staff to see if they can get this team to rebound. And if they can get this team motivated and ready to play at a high level and get this season, it's been a good season. There's no way in the world that you can say that going to the SEC championship game and then making the college football playoff is not a good season. But the standard here is so high. It's so high that if Alabama loses in Norman, there's going to be a lot of disappointment. There's going to be a lot of people that say, well, this is not going the way we want it to go. So this is an opportunity for these players and this coaching staff to make a statement. Now, I'm not thinking about Indiana right now, other than that would be the next game. And I think that's the way the team has to approach it. As I said, it's a one and done. If you lose, you're out. There is no more football to be played. So all you can do right now is focus on one game, and that is the Oklahoma Sooners. And then after that, you think about trying to beat Indiana. But getting back to the kind of being dead around here this week, I think some of this has to do with the fact, too, that the game isn't until next week, and they're in finals at UA. And they're coming off the loss in the SEC championship game. So I'm expecting, to be honest with you, I'm expecting next week for the juice to be picked up a little bit, Chase. I think the environment next week, even with school ending with finals this week, I still, once the game week gets here, I think we can get a little buzz.
Honestly, Gary, roll, baby, roll the whole way through. I think, and Tommy and you, Gary, said it perfectly, it's the playoffs. Any team that's in the playoffs has a legitimate shot to go far. You have the right stuff that made it through the season up until this point. You got through injuries. You got through the tough games, your ups and downs, your trap games. You got through all of that. Now you can smile and be like, now there's a new chapter in this season. Go for it all. What is there to lose? You made it where you need to go. You got through what you got through. Even a disappointing loss. Yes, it's Georgia. Yes, you won an SEC championship. But this is a whole other deal now. You are in a driver's seat to make a memorable season with one of the best, I would say a really good quarterback in Ty Simpson. You have a very good O-line. Ryan Grubb is calling the plays he needs to call it. Kalen DeBoer is a different coach than he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
What we were having a lot of questions with what he wanted to do and whether he was going to be here or not. And now he's in a position to, which is a very beatable OU team. This isn't Ohio State. This isn't Indiana. This is OU. And if you take away the turnovers, Alabama was close to beating OU down in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a game Alabama should have won the first time. They should have won that game. So I'm with you. That's well said, Chase. I think Alabama should feel confident. Hey, let's get to a phone call before we hit the break. Let's jump out on the Gary Harris Show hotline, 205-342-9904. Welcome, Bill, to the program. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Hey, BT. What's going on, buddy?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing great.
I want to talk to you about the team.
Okay.
Like you said before, Alabama fans need to get together and just cheer them on and come out with a victory.
Absolutely, Bill. You said it, buddy. Need to get all on the same page, get excited, get fired up. Let this team know that you believe in them and get ready to go to Norman and kick some rear end, kick some Sooner tail.
Tell me about the injury update.
Well, there's not too much to tell you right now, Bill, because the fact that this is they're not going to have, you know, a lot of media availability until later. And I don't really have any updates for you. All I can tell you is I think there's a chance to get some guys back. I feel like this is just me talking. I feel like Quavis, based on where he was last week before the SEC championship game, should be available. I'm hoping that Jam Miller will be. I don't know anything about LT Overton or Kelby Collins, but I'm hopeful that these guys, you know, that these guys can come back.
I mean, hopefully we get that line.
What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Hopefully get the offensive line.
Yeah, and got some banged up on the offensive line too, Cam Dewberry. So yeah, but this, you know, a week like this to kind of start preparations for Oklahoma, but also give these injured guys some more time to get ready. So I'm hopeful that most of these guys are going to be back, Bill. I really am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will see you this afternoon.
Yeah, you're going to see me this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the TV station. Bill's going to come in and do his annual singing of Oh Holy Night, and we will then play that on the news before Christmas, and looking forward to it. I'll see you this afternoon, Bill.
I appreciate it, Gary.
Yes, sir. Good. Thank you for calling in. All right, 10:16 here on the Gary Harris Show, and you know, men, if you're out there and you're struggling with some things, you don't have to struggle with them. And what I mean by that is you can get to feeling better in a hurry. The way that you do that is get by and see my friends at Game Day Men's Health in Tuscaloosa. That's right. It's a facility, clinic, beautiful, beautiful clinic. I've been through the process. I know exactly what it entails. You just go over there to 1013th Street East in Tuscaloosa and sit down with them. They've got a three-step plan that doesn't take long. They'll complete your intake and blood work, and you'll get the results in 15 minutes. You'll meet with a clinic director who specializes in hormone therapy and men's health, and you'll begin your customized treatment plan. Because if you're dealing with fatigue, stress, poor sleep, low libido, and weight gain,
These aren't just everyday annoyances. They can be signs that your body needs support. At Game Day Tuscaloosa, they get to the root of these symptoms and deliver treatment plans tailored to your goals. They specialize in testosterone health, ED treatment, weight loss therapy, peptides, and vitamin therapy. And as I said, it can start almost immediately. Feel your best with a little help from Game Day Men's Health. Get back in the game, 1013 Street East in Tuscaloosa. All right, we'll be back with more of the Gary Harris Show. Wide open for phone calls again in the next segment. 205-342-9904 is that number on the Gary Harris Show hotline. Larry the Music Man coming up at 10:30, going to pay tribute to Otis Redding. But we'll be right back after this.
West Alabama real-time news update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here's the Tuscaloosa Thread headline. Former Alabama and Las Vegas Raiders star Henry Ruggs III has been moved from a low security to medium security prison in Nevada due to infractions. He's serving 10 years for drunk driving and killing a woman and her dog at high speed on a Las Vegas street. Alabama U.S. Senator Katie Britt says social media companies are putting massive profits ahead of child safety.
The people who want to do our children harm are in the palm of their hand.
Britt says parents can't just lock the door to protect their children. And Nick Saban is now a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm Don Hurt.
At Tuscaloosa has evolved. It will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meat and Three Special. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., get a meat and three vegetables for just $8.49. Or for a lighter appetite, try the Lucky Lunch Soup, Salad, or Sandwich Combo. I'll see you at the Free.
Hey, 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big-screen, high-definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's Management Dream Team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
Okay. Costco's has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And, of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big-screen television so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily happy hour specials. And for the best Mexican cuisine in West Alabama, remember, the name is Los Tarascos, with locations in Tuscaloosa and Northport.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again. Candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
All right, what a great song. 10:23. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield with you. Time for phone calls in this segment. If you want to give us a ring on the hotline at 205-342-9904. Alabama football, as we've talked about this morning, preparing for Oklahoma a week from Friday night, and we've gotten conflicting weather reports from different listeners that have texted me in regards to what it's going to be like for the game out there. So I'm just going to pull up the latest right here. Corey called in earlier and said chance for snow. Then Philip texted me and said it's going to be pretty good. Right now, let's see. Let me look at the 10-day forecast for Norman and see what it pulls up here according to the Weather Channel. Hold on. All right. All right, the 19th, right now what I see, this is the Weather Channel. Friday, December 19th in Norman, Oklahoma, not bad at all. 64 for a high, 48 for a low, and partly cloudy. We'll take that in a heartbeat. Let me tell you right now, we'll take that in a heartbeat.
you're talking about playing that night in low 50s, upper 40s, bring it on. So, good forecast. Now, again, that's 9 days away. But right now, the forecast is looking positive for Alabama and Oklahoma. As far as a football standpoint, we talked a lot about injuries and getting people back. But I said last segment, and I believe this. This game, I think, is more about approach and this coaching staff's ability to get this team focused on what's at hand now and has absolutely nothing to do with the previous 13 games. All right, those are done. Those are over. What it is what it is. Alabama finished 7-1 in the SEC, had an opportunity to win an SEC championship, came up short. That's done with. Don't have a bye. Got to go to Norman and play. That's the task. And that's where good coaching staffs and good football teams are able to put together a plan for what they need to do to be successful. And it's all built around this one game. Because we always hear one game at a time. But that is exactly where Alabama's at now. There's no, listen, Indiana is a great football team. I never dreamed in my life I would be saying that. but I'm saying it. Indiana is a great football team. And right now, I thought Ohio State was the best team in the country. Indiana beat Ohio State head up. I think Georgia's right there with them, but I would say right now, Indiana's the best team in the country. But it doesn't matter, because if you don't beat Oklahoma, you don't get a crack at Indiana. And if you beat Oklahoma, Alabama gets that rare opportunity to be the hunter. Because I will tell you this. I was surprised when Alabama came out as a slight favorite over Oklahoma and Norman. I really was. I thought it'd be the other way around. But if Alabama beats Oklahoma, they will not be a favorite against Indiana in the Rose Bowl. They will be an underdog. A clear underdog. And that usually for Alabama is a good thing, because it doesn't happen often. And usually when it does happen, Alabama takes advantage of it. Hey, I want you to take advantage of the YMCA of Tuscaloosa. It's a great facility. It's a great place to get fit. Great people, both the members and the staff. Jeff Knox, the CEO, and his staff do an incredible job. The personal training is unbelievable. Give someone a membership for Christmas. Maybe somebody in your family, and you're looking at them, your dad, your mom, your significant other, and you're thinking, I'm concerned about their health and wellness. A membership to the Y might be exactly what they need for Christmas. Get by and see them at 2300 13th Street downtown. The YMCA of Tuscaloosa, the Y is ready for you when you're ready for the Y. Find out more at YMCATuscaloosa.org. We're going to come back with Larry the Music Man talking about the late, great Otis Redding next here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports. Will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Whether you're a working life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Visit alabamacu.com to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money.
Our flagship home of Alabama sports.
The road to the national title starts now.
Strike up the band and light them up.
The Crimson Tide looks to get revenge on the Oklahoma Sooners in the first round of the college football playoffs. Friday, December 19th. First round coverage starts at 4 p.m. on your home for Alabama football.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
The Tide Tailgate Show
is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast.
on 95.3 The Bear
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC
and online at 95.3thebear.com
and Tide100.9.com.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Truly one of the all-time classic songs by one of the all-time classic artists. Larry the Music Man segment, we're going to pay tribute to the late, great Otis Redding today, who was lost way too soon. In a plane crash, as so many of these artists were, probably flew when they should not have flown. I've read about it in the past. The weather was bad, and they were scheduled to, I think, fly into Madison, Wisconsin from Cleveland, and they flew anyway, and I think were trying to land and wound up going into a lake, and we were robbed of Otis Redding's greatness. All right, let's get Larry the Music Man on here. Also, this works out well, and this, I think, is what motivated you. You've been wanting to do Otis Redding anyway, but then his collaborator, Steve Cropper, the great guitar player out of Memphis, passed away. And so you said, man, we're going to do Otis Redding and Steve Cropper this week.
Yes, sir. But Gary, it was a bad day for music on this day today, and then we lost Cropper last week. Steve was so instrumental in making that song happen. And this goes to my heart because, you know, everybody knows I took my Revisiting Graceland last year and we did the Sun Studio, but the Stax Studio probably meant more to me, and I got more out of the trip. I was overwhelmed with what's in that studio, all the history. And I got to go upstairs. You know, the story is Otis drove Johnny Jenkins. He was a chauffeur. He drove Johnny Jenkins over to do a session, and the session ended early, and Otis kept Jim Stewart and Cropper, he kept nagging them, man, I got this song, just let me sing it, just give me a chance. And Cropper said, all right. And so I got to go upstairs where this happened, this in the room, the piano's still there. So Steve said, give me what you got. I mean, they're in the recording part of the, you know, the equipment's in there and everything, and Steve had access to the house mic. So Otis sit down and played These Arms of Mine. And Cropper, in his interview, and the guy knows Steve. That's what's so cool. The guy took me up there after he found out I was into music and everything, you know, and we had this in common. Said, well, Steve comes by here all the time, and I'll tell you exactly what he told me. Steve Cropper got on the house mic and said, Jim Stewart, get your ass up here and hear this. And they immediately recorded that.
Hmm.
And that's what started Otis Redding right there. And just like what happened with Elvis and Sun Studio, somebody had a vision and took a chance on somebody, because Otis probably would have drove Johnny Jenkins back to Macon and it never happened. But anyway, you know, and Otis was managed by Phil Walden then. Phil Walden was going to Mercer College, and he was booking Otis and Percy Sledge.
Wow.
So all this...
And this was pre-Capricorn, right? This was pre...
Yeah, it all went through Capricorn eventually. It was Redwall Studio, Redding, Walden, in their office. Well, the tragic thing about it, Otis had gone to Stax that day to see Jim Stewart before he left for Cleveland. He says, I'll be seeing you. And they recorded Dock of the Bay. And they said, man, this ain't you. This is really not Otis Redding. They didn't like it.
Hmm.
And that's the line in the song. I got 10 people telling me I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. But he was persistent. He said, no, I want to record this song. So 3 days later, he was dead. I mean, they did the show in Cleveland, like you said. He had called his wife. I have met Thelma Redding. She still lives on the farm in Macon.
Oh, wow.
Through Willie Perkins. Yeah. Well, I'm in GABA. I've been a life member with GABA Fest, George mm-hmm. Allen Brothers Band Association. I'm not blowing my whistle, but I got to go out to the farm right out of Macon and hear her talk. Because Willie Perkins, the original manager for the Allman Brothers Band with Dwayne, the lineup, the original lineup, he had to go to Atlanta with Twiggs Linden and pick Otis's body up. So he knew everything being associated with Walden. And Thelma kind of told me a lot of stuff. Nobody probably, you know, the inside stuff that people don't think about you have to do when somebody gets killed in another state that far away, you know, like 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and all of, it's just so tragic. And then when Otis plane, when they leave the next morning, Miss Thelma told me that Otis called her and said, I want you to go down to Macon Motors and get you a new car. Because, you know, he'd already bought the farm. He owned the plane he was in.
That's right.
And she, yeah, and she told me James Brown gave him fits about, you need a bigger plane with the Barquets. You need this, this plane ain't getting it, brother. He stayed on him all the time. But Otis, that, you know, they flew in bad weather. It was snowing, Wisconsin, that time of the year. And anyway, they hadn't even uncovered Otis's body, and Steve was having to mix that in the studio.
Jeez.
He co-wrote it. He had to mix it in the studio, Gary, and they hadn't even pulled the plane up yet. And the thing immediately went number one and stayed on the charts. So anyway, I'm rad to know, but that's pretty much the way it went down.
58 years ago today, Otis Redding.
He only had 4 years. He had 5 years in the music business, and it's the same tragic story of Dwayne Allman. Otis, when Otis died, it put Phil Walden in a downward spiral. They had nobody else, you know. I mean, Percy was doing good, but at that time, Otis was their man. So that opened the door for Capricorn Studios, and here comes Dwayne Allman.
Jeez.
You got 19... He died in 67. Here comes Dwayne Allman in 69. And Dwayne's gone in 71.
Jeez.
I mean, it's like a... Anyway.
There's so many musicians that have tragic ends. It's yeah, Otis Redding, 26 years old. Well, he passed away, as I said, 58 years ago today. All right, if you want to join in on the conversation with Larry, 205-342-9904 is the number, 205-342-9904. We're talking about... Otis Redding, again, as you said, maybe 5 years or so in the music business, but made such an incredible impact. You know, just incredible. Still today, and then Steve Cropper, their collaboration, Dock of the Bay, and so forth. All right, let's get to Ragged Glory. Who wants to be first this week, Larry? Usually he wants to be last.
Wow.
Go ahead and punch him through.
Man.
All right, Ragged Glory, you wanted to lead it off today, huh?
Well, yes, and thank you for dropping that heavy bomb, because I was clueless. I, at least, living in California back in the, in those days, in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, before we went to Germany, I actually had that 45, Dock of the Bay. I mean, my goodness gracious. Wow, I did. I didn't even think about this.
You know, he wrote the song on the house.
I'm sorry?
He wrote the song on a houseboat in San Francisco after they played the Monterey Pop Festival. That was what was so... Yeah, he wrote the lyrics down, and then Cropper wrote the music. And let's not leave Steve Cropper out of this, his work. The Booker T and the MGs was the backup band on that, all Otis's records and their live shows, until Otis got the Barquets, because mm-hmm. he wanted a different sound. And Steve, mm-hmm. the MGs were studio musicians. They said, man, we can't do this. They went to Europe with him, like, to kill him. You know, they said, it was kind of like the Swampers when they went with Steve Winwood and toured. They said, man, we can't do this. You know, we're studio musicians. We're not used to this partying. And anyway,
yeah.
Oh, so you man. Had okay. the 45. You still have it, because it'd be a collectible.
Okay, now you already know my life history. I have lost everything. But anyways, that's a story for another day. What I do want to say is I was surprised that being that I visit Mama Sunshine, I hope you're still listening. I told you to tune in, who surprised me by listening to your show last week. And I was like, what? And because she wanted to find out what all this fuss is about. Raggy Glory.
Well, I'm honored.
All these new friends and everything that I have. And so here's what I want to do. I know I'm shifting gears, and I want to get off here as quick as I can because I want other callers to come in. Her two picks, the two songs of the 70s that she loves. Number one, Hoyt Axton wrote Never Been to Spain. Three Dog Night brought that
there
out.
You go.
Because
there
she's,
you go.
An old, she's an Okie from Ucha, Oklahoma. And she loved the reference to that and loved the song. Number two, if you ever could ever see a picture of my mother in the 70s, she was a long, cool woman in a black dress.
Awesome. The Hollies.
The Hollies.
Yeah.
So shout out, Mama Sunshine. I love you. Y'all carry on.
Thank you, Raggy.
Thank you, Raggy. Lori, good phone call. Appreciate that. Getting back to Otis Redding, because I can remember as a kid, you know, my mother playing that Dock of the Bay a lot, along with a lot of other music, like I said, that she would play. But, you know, we've talked about a lot of songs and a lot of artists, but there aren't many songs that are just legendary. This is a legendary song. He's a legendary artist, but Dock of the Bay, I don't care if you're 80, if you're 20, anywhere in between, if you're a fan of whatever genre of music, you know Dock of the Bay. If Dock of the Bay comes on and somebody doesn't know that song, Larry, I have to question, you know, where they've been. I mean, that is an iconic song.
You hit the vibe. How many times you've gone down the road and that song come on and you cranked it up? It's the same with Can't You See? And the other classics, that one intro, that boom, 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 you know, and the ocean in the background, and wow, I know what you mean. It's almost like Still the One, you know, we talked about Orleans, that good time. When does that start singing, you know? But, yep, good point, good point.
You know, it's hard to do this, whether it's, you know, Jim Morrison or Dwayne Allman or Otis Redding or numerous other artists that we lost too young. But I'll ask this before we go to break, and then we'll come back and take some more phone calls. If Otis Redding had lived, because he was 26 years old, and he was already rich, and I think I read that he, even at that point in time, was making $35,000 a week, which back in that time was huge
Man,
money.
Man, he was, bought a plane, bought a 200-acre farm. He was living the life and never got to really... and he is buried on the farm outside of Macon.
Yeah, how about that? But how since he was just kind of entering his prime, and with his voice, we got robbed of no telling how many more years of incredible music. I mean, through the 70s and the 80s, there's just no telling what we would have gotten from Otis Redding.
I think he would have changed. He could have done a lot of different things. I think he was wide open. Dock of the Bay was kind of like going in the other direction from his live shows. It was a whole different feeling, vibe to it that he had. And I think he was wanting to kind of venture out a little bit, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Ronnie Van Zant wanted to do a country album. He loved Merle Haggard, and that's been told. Even Craig said that that was his vision and goal, to record a country album. And I could hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I could hear.
Well, it's an incredible, incredible artist. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a phone call. Larry the Music Man, if you want to join in on the conversation, 205-342-9904. And we'll be right back after this.
So I'm just going to sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna
Redline.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our web.
100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky will stay mostly sunny today, the high 57. For tonight, mostly fair, a bit colder, the low 32. For tomorrow, a sunny day, the high 49. And we turn warmer on Friday. The sky partially sunny, the high 61. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 50 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store.
Get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more.
Boys and things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving.
Pretty little thing, let me light your chemicals. Mama, I'm so hard to handle now, you say.
All right. Larry the Music Man segment, and that is the late, great Otis Redding. And I know a lot of people hear that song and they think of the Black Crowes version, which was a great version.
Yeah. Dang good version.
That's the original. All right, Larry, let's get some more phone calls in. We're talking about Otis Redding, Steve Cropper, and whatever you want to discuss with Larry. Bryce is next up. Go ahead and punch him through, Chase. Hey, Bryce, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Otis Redding, did he ever record a muscle show?
Bryce, not that I know of. He was a stacks man.
I always thought he did, but I got mistaken. But, you know, in 1967, if you was worth $10 million, you're a wealthy man.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
At that short period of time, he was a workaholic, too. That's one thing. He went to Europe. He was big. He played the Monterey Pop Festival and stole it. I mean, he was on the move, man. It's just like Gary and I were talking. It's just that's the tragedy part of it, of a talent being cut that short. And he probably, well, his wife's 82, and she never remarried. I mean, she's on the farm, and Zelma, and he would have been around, man. We'd been like Dwayne Allman. Dwayne Allman probably would have played with a lot of different folks. You know, like Clapton did, solo things.
Hey, I got an update for you guys, though. I just looked it up. And according to, now this is AI, so tickets for what it's worth, Otis Redding recorded in muscle shows, primarily at Fame Studios, where he worked on hits like Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally and even cut demos. You left the water running, though he is more associated with Stax Records in Memphis. He did record at muscle shows.
I thought he did. That's the reason why I said that.
I knew there were demos floating around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Rick Hall missed quite a few. I'm not saying he missed Otis, but he missed Bob Seger, and he let Dwayne Allman go out the back door. So that's a good, if I remembered that, I forgot it. But I know he was peddling, he did demos because Phil Walden had a connection with Muscle Shoals, so that makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you mentioned Percy. You know, Percy swam around there, and you said that Percy, that he had Percy and Otis Redding, the guy, Phil, was it Phil Walden? you're talking
it was
about?
Bill Walden and Allen. Allen, too. Yeah. Well, I did a show with Percy, and I told you I was going to tell that story one day.
Okay.
I played by, Percy up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Percy, you know, he learned to sing in the cotton fields in Leighton, Alabama.
Yep.
That's where he's from.
That's where he's born, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know if I ever told you this. Travis and Percy did a gospel album together.
Yeah.
That was their last deal because my brother met Percy through Travis. They did that gospel album together, and I got a copy of it. It is just so phenomenal, this gospel album that they did together. And that was probably Percy's last deal, you know, because
Percy
was living in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Had got a new life. When my band backed him up, and he wasn't in good form that night. He'd been fishing all day and got into sauce, and they warned they warned the club owner not to do that.
I hate when that happens. I hate when you get a bad show, man.
Well, I had to be behind it, and our bass player had to carry most
of it. Oh, I hate that. I hate when it's happened to me occasionally when I've gone to see someone and they disappointed me. I just hate when that happens because you still love the artist or the band, but you can't get it out of your head that, boy, when I saw them, they were awful. That's a bad feeling for a fan, you know.
He liked the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Percy. It's funny you said that. I was told that Percy only got like $25,000 for that song. So
he went in a little radio station there at the time and recorded it, and he got hoodooed on it. Of course, you know, getting in it like that. You listen to everybody, you think they're going to do you right, and they know everything, and then you don't know nothing. You know you can...
That's right. It happened in those days a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Bryce, we're going to try to get to one more phone call. Thank you, friend. Appreciate that. Let's get Tom on here before we close out the segment. Hey, Tom. Did Tom go dead air on us? Tom dropped. Okay, Larry. Well, we could have stayed with Bryce longer, but because Bryce always has some good insights, particularly into the North Alabama music scene. He is.
He does.
Yep. He's good.
For the life of me, I knew he did demos, but that was so good. See, Bryce always brings something.
Jerry. He
does. Always. And AI is not going to lie to you. That's one thing if you want to get into the meat of it. And that's what we were talking about with Tommy. It's a good thing, but Tommy's looking for something else.
Looking for real artists. So we'll be working on that. Well, your final thoughts on Otis Redding. And let me ask you this. Did you, of course, you hadn't really started your music career when he...
No, I was in junior high school when he died. And I remember that day my little garage band did a lot of Otis and Wilson Pickett stuff, you know, and Cropper was so amazing. You know, he did all the guitar work on Sam and Dave, and he was in the Blues Brothers. His guitar work is more, what he did, like the Booker T and the MGs, the Green Onions, like Wimp and Barry show. That's how I said, my God, they're playing Green Onions. This has got to be a good show. I was laying up rehabbing on my knee and, just to listen to that snarly guitar, that wow, you know, Cropper just always put the right licks, Gary, in the right place. That's why he was so dang good, you know?
Yeah, he could play. He could play.
He wasn't a super guitar player like Clapton or Beck or name 10 of them, but he put the right notes in the right place.
Did. All right, Larry, we got to wrap it, my friend, but good stuff today as always.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the show. Tom, we miss you, man. Try to get in next
week. Well, he should have stayed on hold a little bit longer, but we'll hear from him, I'm sure. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Gary Harris Show. Before I go, though, let me tell you, lunch is right around the corner, and I'll tell you where I'm headed today. So if you want to join me, I'll be out at Brick and Spoon, downtown Timberson Square here. Probably, I got a couple errands to run, but probably around 11:45 or so, I'm going to hit Brick and Spoon today for lunch or brunch or breakfast or whatever I decide to have. But open every day from 7 until 2, lunch,
breakfast, brunch, whatever it is. They've got it for you at Brick and Spoon and on the, you know, every day of the week, but on the weekends in particular, man, those Build Your Own Bloody Marys and all those mimosas, woo, boy, they make them up. All right, that's going to do it for the show. We got the Miller's Edge coming up next. For Chase, I'm Gary. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll talk to you again in the morning at 9 a.m. for the Thursday edition of the Gary Harris Show.
The calico called Mama, I'm so hot to hell and I, yes I am.
Thank you for listening to the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.